Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We're doing Criminal Border, first offense, by the way. Criminal Border, fourth offense, or the last one, which is it's the final part of the game, guys. It was released in four parts. The final part is releasing in, like, I think a week. I think it's going to be around the same time as Silksong. So people that want the conclusion to this mystery and a game they've been waiting 7 years for are going to be really freaking happy in September. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. Obviously they've just been doing the thing. And yes, this does have Mosaic censorship. There's not a damn thing I can do. This is a Shiravuni release game. And it was pretty new in Japan. So, look, we're getting it the way the Japanese get it. Today you get to be Japanese. You get to see it as the Japanese see it. Hina gives me a smile. It's a slightly different, more bewitching than her usual one. She stands, braces her hands against the wall, and points her butt in my direction. Oh, that's a nice pose for her. I can see it all. Everything. I swallow and saliva drips down my throat. I want to do it. I want to put it in right now, but I'm a little scared. Don't be scared. The video won't save me this time. Both of us are completely sober. Can I do this right? What if I disappoint her? The idea of letting Hina down terrifies me. Idiot, just do the thing. She's saying, hey, hurry up in a really nice way. She gives her butt a slight shake, just a little, you know. She's inviting me in. I can't exactly chicken out here. Say, hold on a second while I go and get the video. I made up my mind. I'm going to change. It doesn't matter if I'm confident or not. Be a man, sir. Please, for the love of God, be a man. I have to keep moving forward. This will be my first step. I press my helmet against the opening of her vagina. It's noticeably wet. Hina seemed the same as always while she was sucking me, but she's been turned on this whole time. I push her vagina open with the tip of my penis. As one often does, I feel the moistness of her natural lubrication. In some ways, this could be said to be my true first time having sex. I want to feel everything, together with Hina. I want to put my worries to one side and give my full attention to them. Now, I said I was going to not narrate these, but I kind of like this scene, so I'm going to do it anyway. I push my hips forward. When about half of my cock is embedded in her, Hina starts to moan sweetly. Just that helps me to calm down somewhat. She's feeling it. I gather my courage and push it all the way in one movement. Hina tenses up slightly. Does it hurt? No, I'm okay. The first time I forced myself on you, but... Now you're doing it for me. I'm so happy. And look at her blush. She's radiant right now. Each word that leaves her mouth makes my heart beat faster. But at the same time, they give me a sense of calm. As long as she's happy, there's nothing to worry about. I'm gonna start moving. Okay. I slowly move my pelvis back and forward. Part of that may be out of consideration for Hina, but in all honesty, I myself can't go hard right away. Just as Hina said, last time she did everything. It's the first time that I'm the one moving. I'm not sure how hard I should do it. Start soft and then go faster if she seems like she wants it a little faster. If she tenses up, that's a sign that you probably went too fast. I pull back gradually right to where my cock is almost about to come out. I slowly slide it back in. I repeat the same action at the same speed again. Hina's breathing is steady. She can't be feeling it that much. But I can feel her vagina trembling. Especially... It feels like about halfway inside her. She reacts a little more strongly when I push my hips forward. Would it be the better to focus on this area instead of going all the way in? I try making small back and forth movements to test the theory. The pitch of Hina's voice rises slightly. I've found something she likes. I feel the excitement rising unstoppably within me and naturally start moving faster. Each time my cock pokes that spot, Hina lets out a delightful moan. Her vagina constricts, squeezing me. I keep moaning. Sorry I'm being noisy. It's okay, I want to hear it. Really? Then... That feels good. Your sex feels nice, even without the video, huh? Bliss. I'm doing it. She's feeling it. I relax a little and my actions become bolder. Pull her close, and grope her breasts. It's easier to move with our bodies pressed together. I thrust my hips harder and faster. Hina's moans grow in volume. She's writhing in my arms. I press my face into her hair and smell her sweet scent. The feel of her soft breasts under my fingers is wondrous. Her vagina constricts tightly like it's embracing me. I'm filling Hina with every part of my body. My mind goes blank from the excitement. I can't stop thrusting. I'm no longer capable of thinking about where feels good or how hard or soft I should go. I thrust with only my own pleasure in mind. Doesn't your back hurt? And then I turn to her and say, well... Doesn't yours? Huh? Ah! Until she mentioned it, I'd forgotten. When I think about it, it does hurt a little. However, the pain goes away when I feel Hina's warmth. The pleasure of sex easily overrides my other senses. I'm fine. Good! I thrust forcefully, not wanting her to think I'm only pretending to feel better. I don't want to stop just because of my injury. I want to be with Hina, like this. Right there. It feels so good right there. Her vagina squeezes me tighter and tighter. I can feel her getting more and more excited. So good. Don't stop. I'm gonna... come! I knew she was enjoying it, but... she's actually gonna come? I feel truly moved! All I've done is repeat the same thing over and over. repeatedly hitting the same sensitive spot. She's letting me know that's good. Don't stop. I keep thrusting frantically, not thinking about anything. Ugh. Hina thrusts her butt back towards me. Her vagina pulls my cock in even harder. I'm getting close, too. I tense up reflexively, my fingers digging into Hina's breasts. However, Hina doesn't even show the slightest discomfort, writhing with her hips in time with my thrusting, lusting after pleasure alone. I'm gonna come! Me too. I'm gonna come! It's almost as if she can't hear me anymore. She's at her limit. I can't hold on much longer either. I want us to come together, but I'm in no state to worry about timing. All I can do is keep thrusting over and over and over. Both of us heading towards climax. I can't hold back. I'm gonna come. The moment I climax, I thrust my cock as deep inside Hina as I can. Hina arches her back. We come together. Hina twitches and jerks in my arms. I feel the tension leaving my body. Hina goes limp all of a sudden, and for a moment it seems like we'll both collapse in a heap, but I somehow manage to hold her up. Hina is dripping with sweat. It's almost as if I just noticed now that we're embracing each other completely naked, and my pulse grows quicker. That felt so good. Didn't that feel good? Yeah, I did it, even without the video. I feel like I finally lost my virginity for real this time. Maybe now I can feel just a little more confident. I want to do more, but we probably shouldn't overdo it, huh? Yeah. Honestly, I want to keep going. However, as my excitement subsides, I feel a throbbing pain emanating from my back. I guess I did overdo it a little. Let's take a shower. Okay. I pull my cock out and step away from Hina. A shower with a girl? I'm practically one of the normies! The thought gets me going again and my cock remains stubbornly erect. I really want to do it, but I don't get the impression that Hina does. Good man. So I rinse the sweat off my body, humming as I do. Out of the blue, Hina closes in and wraps me in a loose embrace. Hey? Yeah? Let's kiss. Ah, okay. I embrace her back as she smiles. Our lips come together. Under the shower, we kiss again and again. Isn't that nice? After I freshen up, I dry my hair thoroughly and fix it again. This time I do it myself with Hina coaching me on what to do. I don't want to sound conceited, but I look really different. I've transformed from a creepy nerd into a normal person. Who knew a simple haircut could make so much difference? Reckon you can do it by yourself? Yeah, I think I should be okay. You can keep the wax then. But for real? Yeah. Thanks. A present from Hina. Woohoo! My brother said he doesn't use it anymore, so you can have it. Oh? Hey, don't let that get you down, me. Thank you, Tatsu. I'll treasure it. And Tatsu's a good dude. Hina glances at the clock. Gotta go? Yeah, soon. Thank you so much for today. No, thank you. You made me feel really good. Oh, I mean... So tomorrow, are your mama and papa home? Yeah, they're usually here on Sundays. My dad often isn't, though. Really? Too bad. She smiles and clings to me. Kiss me goodbye. Hina closes her eyes. I was planning to wait until I was worthy of her. Does it matter? Maybe I should just accept her affection. Aren't you gonna do it? Hina. Yes? So we had sex again today. We did? I came inside you. It's okay, I took the pill earlier. Oh, really? Wait, no, that's not it. Hmm? So, I was thinking about commitment. Commitment? I mean, we keep having sex, but with no strings attached. Okay, I feel like I should... She probably knows what I'm gonna say by now. Still, I have to say it, right to the end. Will you go out with... Hina covers my lips with hers. Our tongues slither over each other in a long kiss. Our lips part and Hina gazes at me. Her usual kind gaze. But what is this? I almost feel as though I'm being rebuked. I don't know much about love yet, but with the way things are going, it's as though she can see right through me. Like, she can see me getting carried away. It's okay. What is? Hina keeps smiling gently at me in perplexity. In my perplexity. You know something? What? My pussy is yours and yours alone. What? Ahaha, see you later. She quickly steps away from me and waves her hand. By the time I regain my senses, Hina's already gone. Mine alone? Guess she meant she's giving me time. But the way she said it was a bit too stimulating. Ah, damn it. I'm getting horny again. I can't get Hina's kiss and everything that was happening until just before out of my head. I have an erection. There's no doubt I'm gonna jerk off later. I'll be fantasizing about Hina, ravishing her in my imagination. That's great. She wants you to do that. Ah, I sigh. I got my hair cut. I'm a little closer to normal than I was before. I lost my virginity for real without the help of some digital drug. I should feel a little more confident, and yet, I want to become a confident, cool version of myself. It's going to be a long and difficult road. I enter the classroom, nerves jangling slightly. But not a single person looks my way. Nobody cares to notice that I've changed. That's no surprise, I can't help but feel a little disappointed. People like me look to their surroundings for change. I imagine everyone will just react the way that I want them to. I imagine that they'll reevaluate the new and slightly improved me. Unfortunately, I'm still one of the last things they're interested in. This is a normal day, just like any other. But... We meet at the station just like always. It's just the two of us. Haha, you did it right. How handsome. Hina praises me. That'll do for me right now. Even if I didn't get the exact result I wanted, I'll keep going one step at a time. I'll move forward at my own pace. However, while I personally may not have gotten a result... Whoa! The AV room is packed! There aren't enough chairs to take everyone, and some people are sitting on the floor. Wow. Okay, guys, so this is where we gotta end it. I'm sorry. I know. But I wanted to do more of this. There was just a lot of things going on this month. And, you know, the move to joystick and everything else. It just took a lot out of me, guys. So, this is probably our worst Animagus ever. And I do apologize for that. I will have to make it up with November. November is usually our wholesome November, but I don't think it's gonna be this time. Well, no. Not November. October. Okay, so October when we do the horror games, that's pretty much when we do the darker games, alright? It's literally dark month. So we do all the dark games, all the crazy ones, Gore Screaming Show and all that kind of stuff. Which means that some of the stuff I might have to edit or even cut off the stream. Since we're doing live streams now, which I'm not used to, I'll just have to cut it when I'm like, okay guys, can't show you that, sorry. I'll go through the scene and we'll go ahead and cut you back on. That way that everybody gets to see the stories and stuff, but you don't get to see the gross out, holy crap, Grim, I wasn't prepared for that kind of stuff, because it can go there. But there's also some, you know, like this is considered one of the Dark Month games, because... You'll see why, but this is one of the Dark Month games, so this will be featured more in Dark Month in October. But we definitely want to bring you the horror ones, the Dead Days, the Gore Screaming Show, I was doing the Dollhouse of Horrors, but I think that Purity Sins covered a lot of that, so I don't want to step on her toes there. But there's some other ones that we can really look at for horror. So we can give you something to freak you out a little bit. But I don't want to freak you guys out too much. Because this stuff can really get uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, I'm going to refer you to movies like Irreversible. And, let's see. Movies like Irreversible. And, what is that? What is that damn movie? I can't think of the name of it. A Serbian film. Yeah, it can go there, guys. It can literally go there. So we don't want to show you guys that stuff. Joystick doesn't want that stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to just, if we get to something like that next month, not next month, but October, I'm going to make sure to cut that off. Okay, so what you guys probably want to know is what is the next month then? Since the other one, you're going to scare the shit out of us. Okay, well, the next month is one of my favorite personal months. It's Sextember. So Sextember is when we do AVN, Adult Visual Novels. Not Erogay, but the Adult Visual Novels, like Being a Dick, kind of stuff like that, if you're familiar with those kinds of games. And we've got some premieres, because I got some brand new ones that I want to try out for you guys. So definitely look forward to those, as well as our staple games. Now I know we're kind of in the middle of some of these games, so I do encourage you guys to buy them on Steam and catch up. Because some of them were a little far on, and some of them were not that far on. So we'll see what happens if you guys really do like these AVNs. Because usually I don't even do these on Joystick. But since Joystick is like, okay, we'll take your videos, we're going to start doing everything here now. So the other platforms, of course, are going to get the stuff. But you guys... We're going to be streaming everything I do, alright? That I can. Some things I won't be streaming here, but I'll just upload for you guys like I did with the previous videos. So you guys are going to see all the, probably the weekend videos. I don't really want to do the weekend ones, like when I'm off and I do a couple of games. I don't really like to do those live. That's just a me thing. So I'll just put them on Joystick and you guys can watch them that way. But... During the week, yeah, we can stream them, no problem. And of course, Eternum and Ripples are coming back. So, alright guys, I'm out, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more great anti-games. Remember, you can pick this one up on Steam. Yeah, it's on Steam. You gotta get a patch, but it's on Steam. I'm not even supposed to tell you that, but... I mean, you'll know, right? I mean, Steam censors stuff, and that's part of their policy. I can't say no or anything, because that's how they roll. But you can get it on Jest USA. You can get it at, I think Kagura Games has it. And I think Manga Gamer has it. I'm not sure on Manga Gamer, but I know Kagura has it. I know GOG has it. GOG actually has it. And Jest USA has it. That's where I picked mine up. So, all right, guys. I'm out of here. Take care of yourself. And we'll see you next time.